Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. In today's episode, we continue our position preview series with Rhett Bollinger of MLB.com. Rhett is the Angels beat writer for MLB.com, and we will touch on the Angels rotation. But before getting into the episode, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94, my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. As you're listening to this right now, we are 2 days away from spring training being back. So the Angels and Giants will face off on Sunday, and baseball season is basically officially back at this point. So once again, very excited to be uttering those words and very excited to see what's in store, not just for the Angels, but the season as a whole here coming up. So like I mentioned, we are going to talk with Rhett Bollinger of MLB.com. I will say that we did have some audio issues where it was cutting in and out a little bit on his side. So I'm trying my best to make the most of this and try to just cut out the parts that maybe didn't come across super clear. But regardless, it was a really fun conversation. Rhett basically summed it up all perfectly. He did a great job of doing so. I will say, we talked before the report about Shohei Ohtani came out. So if you didn't catch up on the news on Wednesday, Shohei Ohtani threw his first bullpen session of spring training. And from reports from numerous reporters around the Angels, Ohtani hit 97 miles per hour, and that is pretty significant considering about a week ago when everybody first showed up, when pitchers and catchers were first there, Ohtani was sitting around 90 miles per hour, and I believe I said that it wasn't anything to worry about. It's the first week. It was his first session. It's not anything that's problematic. But a week later, he's already touching 97. That's a pretty big jump forward, and I'd say it's pretty significant because as former Locked On Angels host Taylor Blake Ward pointed out on Twitter, Ohtani only hit 97 plus miles per hour once in either of his starts last season. So that's a very, very good sign. It's always tough to tell at this time of the year. There's the running joke in the baseball world that guys are coming in the best shapes of their lives. And we hear about every single player, every single year, that something is different. So-and-so lost this amount of weight, so-and-so put on muscle, so-and-so went to Driveline, all these kind of things. And like, yes, those are all very important things, but it's a little hard to tell which ones are real, which ones are not. But in terms of talking about Shohei Ohtani and should we be excited about this, I mean, it's a great sign that his velocity is already back at that point. The reports from Joe Maddon and several other Angels who happen to be facing him that day are certainly encouraging. So that's a great start. And I did want to include this little tidbit before I talked with Rhett and included that conversation because we kind of touched on him, but we didn't really have the knowledge of this report. And that might have shaped the conversation a little bit differently. But with that being said, here is my conversation that I had with Rhett Bollinger of MLB.com. All right. I am very excited to be joined by Rhett Bollinger, the MLB.com beat reporter for the Angels. Rhett, thanks for joining the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So I was talking before we got on here, we're going to talk about the Angels rotation, which has been the obvious kryptonite for the Angels over the past 5 years. So I guess we can start there and just get some of the ugly numbers out of the way. Over the last 5 years, no rotation has thrown fewer innings or has fewer wins above replacement, according to Fangraphs. Same picture for the last 2 years. Do you think the team has done enough this offseason, and do you see this rotation going in the right direction?
It's a great question. I guess the answer is going to be we'll see. It wasn't exactly any big additions to the rotation this offseason. You know, going out and getting Jose Quintana and Alex Cobb probably didn't move the needle for a lot of fans. It wasn't that big ticket acquisition. It wasn't someone like a Trevor Bauer type that could really make a big impact on the rotation. So I think someone's going to be up to the guys that are there. You know, Dylan Bundy's going to have to repeat last year. Heaney's going to have to stay healthy and kind of build on what he got better at last year too. Griffin Canning too with health. And of course, Shohei Ohtani is going to be the wild card and see if he can contribute. I know right now the good news is he's healthy and is going to be part of that six-man rotation. They're being aggressive with him, but a lot of question marks. You know, and beyond that, you got the same thing, kind of rely on guys like Jaime Barria to back up what he did last year. And you know, maybe we'll see some young guys like Reed Detmers or Chris Rodriguez. But really, in terms of the external additions, there's a chance Cobb could get better for sure. He went to Driveline. He still has a great sinker. The stats aren't very good. It's hurt part of the year. It's kind of a shortened season, so it's hard to really know what to expect. You just don't want him to be another Julio Teheran. So, see, I can see the worry still, especially among the fan base, about this rotation, which is still, I think, the weak link of this team.
Yeah, so you kind of touched on the two guys I really want to talk about next, and that's Jose Quintana, Alex Cobb. You mentioned the driveline thing for Alex Cobb. I think that's definitely noteworthy. But looking at both of those guys and where the Angels have been at, what's the expectation from them? I know they've both – Quintana had injury issues last year, but he's been durable in the past. Alex Cobb's kind of been all over the place injury-wise. What's the Angels' expectation for both of those guys?
So with Cobb, we said earlier, with the whole bidding with driveline should help him. Went there kind of fixed his mechanics. He said that was kind of his issue, was he's kind of flying open too soon with his lower half. I know it's kind of more technical, but he feels like he kind of got some drills to fix that. And then, you know, using some of the slow motion video really helps with that too, to kind of get a better feel for what you're doing wrong. And, you know, same thing. Cobb was a great pitcher early in his career with the Rays, just never really had any great seasons with the Orioles after that contract. So I think it's kind of getting back to what made him successful. But he is 33 now, so you know, we could see a little bit more velocity though. We've seen guys go to driveline and throw a little harder, which would be nice thing to see from him too. But yeah, with him just getting that sinker to get some ground balls, I hope that that infield defense with Rendon and Fletcher, you know, Iglesias can help him out with that. As far as Quintana, yeah, he said the injury concerns, hopefully, you know, it seems like he's healthy now. He's always been a guy who's pitched better in his peripheral stats, pretty classic lefty. He's had experience in the postseason. And another guy, too, both these guys are guys that played under Joe Maddon. So this offseason, basically, most of the guys they acquired either had a tie to Joe Maddon or new GM and Perry Manasian. So either way, these guys know Maddon, and they're good for the clubhouse. But on the field, I think health is going to be key for both of them, too.
So I want to talk about Shohei Ohtani now. I don't think it's some hot take to say that he's probably their most important player in terms of an X factor for this year, specifically on the mound. This is an Angels team that has really desperately needed that kind of frontline arm. We've seen it from Shohei at times in the past in his first season. Obviously, at this point, there are a lot more question marks about what he might be as a pitcher now. But based on the early reports out of spring training, what's the expectation right now? Are things trending in the right direction, or are there still some concerns?
Yeah, I think they're trending in the right direction for sure. He had a healthy offseason and a full one. You know, even last offseason, he's coming off that, you know, knee surgery and was still kind of completing his Tommy John as a result of that. And then, you know, in the season, the start on time, and he gets kind of pushed back. And so I think that didn't help him. He didn't really get to have like minor league rehab starts or any of that kind of stuff either. And he had a lot of command stuff to work through, and it just looked ugly out there. And I think it affected his confidence. But with the kind of new trend method, they like went to driveline too, according to a report in The Athletic by Fabian. So, yeah, I mean, he went to the athletic, sorry, he went to the driveline. I think that should help him too with his mechanics. Maddon said that's kind of what he thought the issue was last year. He wasn't really repeating his mechanics well. That's why his command was so off. You know, his agent talked to us a few weeks ago and talked about the dieting he did in terms of he was getting, you know, blood work done regularly to see how his body was responding to things. So it's all about keeping him fresh and keeping him healthy. But he really worked hard this offseason. And he, you know, he was throwing bullpens earlier. Even as a hitter, he was facing live pitching. So you can tell he really, really knows this is a big year for him, and he wants to prove that he can be a two-way player. So it's not going to be for a lack of trying, that's for sure.
Coming up here in a bit, we're going to finish this conversation with Rhett Bollinger. But first, let me tell you about Rock Auto. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. This website is for everybody, and it does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business that has served auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now to shop for the auto and body parts you need from hundreds of manufacturers. And when you head over there, make sure to write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL seasons are in full swing, and we are going to shortly have baseball season back. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can check real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best place to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We're covering everything you need to know about the Angels, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So moving over to the six-man rotation, it sounds like that's going to happen this year. And I kind of want to get your thoughts on that experiment, but also talking about the enhanced injury risk for this year. There have been a couple studies that have shown that, you know, injuries were up last year. It's very likely that it's going to happen this year. Do the Angels trust that this six-man rotation style is going to work for them? And do they fully expect to kind of dive into the depth guys, whether it's Patrick Sandoval, Jaime Barria, Jose Suarez, all those guys?
I think it makes sense, especially like you're talking about with the fact that last year being 60 games to all of a sudden the big jump back to 162 this year. The pitchers, you know, if they increase by the workload by too much, we've seen injuries in the past. I think they're trying to be smarter about that. I think a six-man would allow them to kind of keep those those innings down a little bit, which is a good thing for some of these guys. And yeah, I do think they'll lean on their depth. I mean, I think Jaime Barria is out of options, so he's going to make the team. I think he'll be a long reliever out of the bullpen, but can also do some, you know, spot starting as well. I think Sandoval is more likely just to be stretched out in the minor leagues. And like I said earlier, even guys like I think Reed Detmers and potentially even Chris Rodriguez be part of that mix as well. And Jorge Suarez has some stuff to work on, of course, too. So there is some depth there because they're going to need it. Like I said, I just think with so many guys jumping up in innings, they're going to be mindful of that. But Whitley have done it before. You know, Heaney's been injured and had to do it. Cobb's done it before. Bundy's done it before, mostly for the injury reasons. Quintana, a lot of these guys have luckily gone from a few innings to a lot the next season without, getting injured in a sense. So if they can lean on that, I think it'll help for sure.
All right, so I got one last question for you, Rhett, and that's in terms of the future of this rotation. Dylan Bundy, Andrew Heaney, Jose Quintana, and Alex Cobb are all free agents after the year. It's pretty likely that this rotation is going to look very, very different next year around this time. You talked about Chris Rodriguez and Reed Detmers. I just wanted to get some final thoughts about what the future of this rotation is going to look like.
Well, it's going to be interesting, too. I think the big thing is with all these contracts coming off the books, you know, only having, you know, guys like Trout and Rendon and Upton and I guess even Ohtani now are the only guys under contract beyond this year. They could also go – there's going to be a lot of starting pitchers in the free agent market too. And they'll have more flexibility. I think this offseason getting a guy like Trevor Bauer wasn't going to make as much sense with how many holes they had, especially with, you know, how close they were to luxury tax. It was going to throw them over. The Dodgers were in a different category and they decided to do that. But the Angels weren't quite ready to dip their toes into that yet. And I think maybe next year there's more of a chance with more, they have a little bit more freedom to do that just because of those contracts, like Albert's going to be off the books. But yeah, I mean, the young guys are going to be huge. I mean, Rodriguez has had some of those back injuries. He's got to prove to be healthy. Detmer seems pretty close to being ready. He's pretty polished as a college starter at Louisville, kind of a classic lefty, good pitch mix. So I think he'll be, you know, pretty ready pretty soon here. But yeah, the same thing, the other guys we talked about too, could be Sandoval, Barria, any of these guys, but they're going to have to step up. Canning, of course. And there's even a chance they could try to bring back a Bundy or a Heaney too. But the good news is I think there's a lot more starting pitching that's going to be at higher quality available next offseason. It seemed like this one was like Bauer, and then everybody kind of a step down from there. And the Angels never really went after Bauer that hard. So I think next offseason we'll see some bigger names out there the Angels could target and try to make some bigger improvements to this rotation.
All right. Good stuff as always, Red. Before I let you get out of here, where can we find you on Twitter? And do you have any stories that you want to plug for yourself at MLB.com right now?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you can find me at Twitter at Rhett Bollinger, just RHETTBOLLINGER. Right now, we got a story. I got a story up today on Mike Trout. Just kind of his thoughts on the upcoming season and his offseason, how he's kind of sick and tired of not making the postseason. So, yeah, I think that was kind of the big one right now this week is Trout. And I'll have a feature on Justin Upton coming tomorrow and what he's been up to. So, yeah, we'll have stuff every day. I mean, I'm going to have pretty much two main articles every single day throughout spring training, a main story and a notebook with all sorts of stuff. So I'll have you covered throughout spring training.
All right. Awesome, Rhett. Thank you so much for joining Locked On Angels.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
So once again, a big thank you to Rhett for hopping on the show and giving us a little preview of the Angels rotation. I think I speak for most of us that we would like to see a much better performance from the Angels starting pitchers. And that's not even, they do not need to be a top five rotation, a top 10 rotation. Heck, they might not even have to be a top 15 rotation. But anything beyond what they've provided for the past half decade would go a long way in helping the Angels get themselves back to the playoffs. So I decided something I want to do to add on to the end of every episode, a little segment, is some recommended reading. So I will try to do this every single podcast. And essentially, it's just catching you up with any news that I feel like is important, any good articles, anything that I think is just really important for the sport of baseball. So I've actually got two, so I'm going to include both of those in here. The first one, pretty fun read, over at MLB.com, a staff of five writers did a all 25 and under 25-man draft. So essentially they picked the top 25 players and went in a little bit of a, like a snake draft. So they started at number one, and you had the obvious names up front. Guys like Juan Soto, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Ronald Acuna, but really fun and just engaging activity. And this, like I said, this was kind of just a more straightforward and fun one. There was another article that I felt like was important to pass along. This was from Lindsay Adler, who covers the New York Yankees for The Athletic. So I believe it was on Tuesday, Garrett Cole was talking to the media about analytics, and he talked about the impacts it's had on the sport, both in good ways and bad ways. And I'm sure you as a listener, as an Angels fan, probably have mixed feelings about Garrett Cole, the former AL West rival, the same guy that passed up on signing with the Angels to go to New York. But this was a very interesting and good, nuanced conversation. And I don't really have time to dive into it totally in depth. But Cole basically talked about the good things that analytics has done for the sport. It was mentioned in the article that Garrett Cole went from an organization with the Pittsburgh Pirates to a team with the Houston Astros, and it couldn't have been more different just based on how they utilized analytics and the advanced methodology and ways to improve players and teams. And on the flip side, he also talked about salary suppression and contract manipulation, service time manipulation, which is a very hot button right now in the sports world. So there was a lot of dialogue, some interesting, sometimes some not great conversations going on the social media world about what analytics do for sports in general. And I just felt like this was a very good, interesting article. Lindsay always does phenomenal work with these types of things. And I know the word analytics is kind of a buzzsaw word. It can really invoke a lot of different emotions. And to be quite honest, it's a very big umbrella type of term that covers so many different aspects in the sports world. So I felt like this was a timely read given what is going on in baseball, not just right now, but for the next year or so. So I will link that in the podcast description. But yeah, so we're going to see if I can keep up with this and do it every single episode, pass those things along. And obviously, it goes without saying, make sure to check out the work from the local Angels beat writers, whether that's Fabian Ardaya at The Athletic or Jeff Fletcher, the Orange County Register, Rhett Bollinger at MLB.com, and Jack Harris, who is new at the Los Angeles Times. He is in now for Maria Torres, who took a job with the Washington Nationals. But that is going to do it for today's episode. The next time that we talk, we're actually going to have some Angels baseball to discuss. So coming up in the near future, they're going to be basically recap segments of everything that happens in spring training, and then following after that, the regular season. But that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there. Have a great weekend, and we will talk some Angels baseball on Monday.